Autumn Telegram. Seen on a bench this morning, a man in a gray coat and apple green tie. He couldn't have been over 50, his mild eyes said, and yet there was something of the ruthlessness of extreme old age about his bearing, I don't know what. In the corner, a policeman. Next, sheaves of wheat laid carefully like dolls on the denuded sward, prompting me to wish of dreaming you again. After the station, we never made significant contact again. But it's all right, isn't it? I mean, the telling had to be it. There was such fire in the way you put your finger against your nostril, as in some buried sagas erupts out at one sometimes. The power that is under the earth, no, I mean in it. And if all the disappointed tourists hadn't got up and gone away, we would still be in each other's reserve, aching. And that would be the same, wouldn't it, as far as the illustrations and the index were concerned. As it is, I frequently get off before the stop that is mine, not out of modesty, but a failure to keep the lines of communication open within myself. And then unexpectedly I am shown a dog and asked to summarize its position in a few short angular adverbs and tell them this is what they do, why we can't count on anything unexpected. The waterfall is all around us, we have been living in it, yet to find the hush material is just what these daily exercises force on us. I mean the scansions of tree to tree, of house to house, and how almost every other one had something bright to add to the morass of conversation, not much, just a raised eyebrow or skirt. And we all take it in, even laughing in the right places, which get to be few and far between. Still, it is a way of saying, a meaning that something has been done, a thing, and hearing always comes afterward. And once you have heard, you know, the margin can excuse you. We all go back to being attentive then, and the right signals concur. It stops and smarts.